Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. North Korean officials say they've decided to expel a Wisconsin soldier they've been holding since July. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The State Department hasn't yet commented about the news from North Korea about sending home a Racine soldier. In a statement overnight, North Korea announced its decision to expel American soldier Private Travis King, who, according to their state media, admitted to illegally entering the country and cited disillusionment with his treatment in the Army. The specifics of King's expulsion, such as how, when, and where, were not released. According to the Associated Press, Private King served 47 days in a South Korean jail for assault before running into North Korea. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
It seems unlikely the federal farm bill will be reauthorized before it expires Friday night. Wisconsin farm groups say most of the impacts wouldn't be felt right away. Margaret Crome is with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute.
They will maybe not be all able to sign contracts, but they will be able to continue to function up until the end of December. But we are watching to make sure that they get implemented properly.
Experts say dairy prices could destabilize if a new bill isn't approved by the end of the year. The farm bill normally gets bipartisan support, but some Republican U.S. House members are pushing hard this time for spending cuts. Abortion opponents say they want district attorneys in Dane and Milwaukee counties to prosecute doctors who perform abortions. More from Nate Wegehout.
Planned Parenthood began offering abortion services in those two counties last week. Earlier this year, a Dane County judge ruled that the law that was interpreted as an abortion ban is actually a feticide ban. But Juliana Appling with Wisconsin Family Action says that the judge hasn't said the law shouldn't be enforced.
There has been no injunction issued against the enforcement of the statute, and no definitive ruling from this judge.
Both DAs have vowed not to prosecute doctors who provide abortions. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
State lawmakers are considering allowing Wisconsin's election clerks to count absentee ballots early. Right now, the law says absentee ballots can't be counted until Election Day. Supporters of a new bill say it would give local clerks more time to count absentee ballots. Backers also say added transparency would inspire more confidence in the process. The Speaker's Task Force on Human Trafficking holds its first hearings today. Some lawmakers say human trafficking is a growing problem in Wisconsin, and new laws are needed to fight it. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Pro-life organizations in Wisconsin are urging prosecutors in Milwaukee and Madison to enforce the state's abortion laws. Despite Planned Parenthood's recent resumption of abortion services, leaders from Wisconsin Right to Life, Wisconsin Family Action, and Pro-Life Wisconsin argue that abortion remains illegal in the state. The new parking sensors coming to parts of downtown Milwaukee could lead to an increase in parking fees. The Department of Public Works in Milwaukee is currently testing 75 parking sensors to track parking availability and gather real-time data. While the initial phase focuses on detecting parked cars, the technology could potentially lead to changes in parking meter practices, including showing available spaces online or resetting meters when vehicles leave. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers win the division. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was champagne and goggles last night in the clubhouse. The Brewers were losing to the Cardinals 4-1, but then on the scoreboard, the word came in that the second-place Chicago Cubs had just lost 7-6 in Atlanta, and that meant the Brewers had clinched the NL Central, division winners for the sixth time in Brewers history. Team owner Mark Antanasio thanked the crowd of nearly 37,000.
You know, the guys in the clubhouse, this is as good a, as tight-knit a clubhouse as we've had, you know, our 19 seasons, and love those guys, and importantly, all these great fans.
Outfielder Christian Yelich led the team this year in runs, total bases, and stolen bases, and talked about how hard it was this year to win a division title despite injuries to key players the first half of the season.
I mean, it's always hard. I mean, you got to play well as a team for a really long time, and it's a 6-month season, and there's a lot of ups, a lot of downs, there's a lot of good times, there's a lot of times where you're grinding as a team. Anytime you can win a division, it's really special.
Brewers manager Craig Counsell on winning his third division title since becoming manager in 2015.
You know, winning the division is always a goal at the beginning of the year. To do it, you know, almost regularly for the last 5 years is really meaningful.
Elsewhere in baseball, he was perhaps the best to ever play third base. Hall of Famer Brooks Robinson has died. Played his entire career for the Baltimore Orioles from 1955 to 1977. Won two World Series in 66 and in 1970. Was named the series MVP. Brooks Robinson was 86 years old. NFL, the Packers getting ready for their game tomorrow night against the Detroit Lions. Both teams with 2-1 records. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson has missed the first three games due to a hamstring injury, but says he'll play on Thursday night. Watson asked if this game was a target date for his return.
I mean, there was no date for me. It was just as soon as I was feeling like I could go out there and be Christian Watson was when I was going to go out there.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
It's another dreary day, but I'm doing okay, Earl. How are you?
All right, man. But you know, when you become longer tooth, every day, whether it's dreary or not, it's a good day, man. You know, that's so many things to talk about. And I spent some time talking about Donald Trump on yesterday. And guess what? We're going to talk about Donald Trump again today. You know, we're coming up on an election. And as you know, you always say, yeah, it's the most important election of our lifetimes. Well, you know, I've been around a little while, and I've heard the most important election of our lifetime tossed around a lot. But I'm going to tell you, this is, if it's not the most important, it's one of the most elections of our lifetimes. Because I don't know how anybody, whether you support Donald Trump or not, but with the overwhelming negative news that continues unabated about a man who's seeking the highest office in the land and to once again become the most powerful man in the world, it just befuddles me that we can't seem to get people to think that who he is should make a difference on whether or not they should vote for him to become, once again, the most powerful man in the world. I don't understand that at all. And yesterday's news, in any other time and place in the history of this nation, for a person running for president of the United States to have that land, at this point in time, would be the death knell for any person, be they Democrat or Republican. They could pack it up and go away because it would guarantee that they would be done. But Donald Trump. So, you know, I listen to, you know, conservative radio. And I was, you know, I wanted to hear what they had to say this morning about the latest information that Donald Trump, you know, and his sons, you know, nothing new about Donald Trump, you know, being a man who frauds everybody. You know, most people, you know, Calvin, if you and I were found guilty of fraud, it would be an embarrassing thing, right? It's not something you want people to know. Hey, you know Calvin? Yeah, man. Calvin is guilty of fraud. Hey, man, you wouldn't walk around with your head held high, would you?
No, I mean, a regular person probably wouldn't even be walking around out in public. They'd probably be in jail.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so here we are again. You know, a man that has continuously lied. Oh, well, you know, my worth is $2.2 billion. Here's what I don't understand. When I bought my homes, they asked me, well, show me how much you make. You know, show me, you know, we got to send somebody out to see how much your home is worth. This home is worth before we give you a loan, because at risk is us losing the banks. Don't just take somebody's word. Oh, Mar-a-Lago is worth $600 million. And then one of Trump's goofy sons on yesterday said, well, it's actually worth $1 billion. Oh, okay. But are you going to take the word of somebody who clearly does not know what the hell they're talking about? Like one of Donald Trump's sons when he talks about the value of the property. Or are you going to send somebody in to evaluate it, like they did me and like they did all the rest of you in this listening audience who's ever purchased a home? You haven't been able to get a loan for a home until the valuation of the home was already guaranteed. They send somebody out to make sure of that. Well, how could that not be the case with Donald Trump? And so I was listening to see the response of conservative hosts. So it didn't surprise me this morning. The first thing they were talking about, well, Joe Biden is too old. Yeah, come on. He's an old guy. And so the Democrats are trying to pull something because Joe Biden is old, and we can't possibly allow an old guy like that to become president of the United States. So yes, Joe Biden is an old man. Something, Calvin, that I hope to one day become. We live this life hoping to get as many years out of it as we can get. It's no crime to be an older person. That's what we shoot for. But if you listen to people on the right of things, that's the only thing that they have. Hey, he's too old. Okay, so you talk about him being too old all the time. Why didn't you open your mouth about the number one story in the country right now? The fact that a man running for president of the United States has again been exposed, him and his sons, to being criminals. Well, Hunter Biden, you know, in the laptop, and Hunter, hey, man. Some people buy that. You know, all of us don't. And so we notice, we're not foolish people. We know that you keep allowing this man and his family to get away with all of these things. And yet we still got half of the population almost that vote. Still supporting all of this. And somehow, there's supposed to be a moral equivalent with a guy being old and a guy being a thief and a crook. I mean, that's what this is. It's clear, it's plain who and what Donald Trump is and his sons. And I mean, what is it going to take, Calvin? And this is going back to when Donald Trump made that statement. He could kill somebody on what street was that?
I don't know, 42nd something in New York.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of the main drags in New York. He could kill somebody. This is how assured he was that he had his followers who, as I have said to children, I constantly, when I'm talking with a lot of children, and I talk to a lot of children, hey, don't ever allow somebody else to put their brain in your head and do your thinking for you. Your brain is there to protect you. I mean, I talk to children like that. You know, when you allow somebody to take you into a direction that you don't want to go, and you give up your thoughts to allow somebody else to think, do you think they're going to be thinking in your best interest? No, they are not. What this man has done and continues to do, and I see CJ, we'll get to CJ, because there's nothing he can say, CJ, there's not one thing he can say that will lead anybody who's has values to think that it's all right with all the things that this man has done. My God. Well, you know, all those criminals running around in the cities, and Democrats are allowing the criminals to overtake the cities. Open your eyes. Here's a man, and I'm not crying crocodile tears for Banks. Trust me. I know what Banks do. They take advantage of the people in many instances. And they do that because politicians make it possible. But for heaven's sakes, you know, here's a man, again, leading nominee for, again, the Republican, you know, nomination for, again, to become president of the United States. And we all know he's a crook, him and his family. And so these things keep popping up one after another, one after another. Well, you know, I can already tell you what CJ is going to say. Well, you know, the Democratic Party and the Biden Justice Department.
Yeah, he'll say the bottom line is we are safer and more prosperous under a Republican president, with no information to back that up.
No. Well, you know, the Biden Justice Department is going, what are you talking about, man? This man is a crook. A blind man could see that. A deaf mute could see that, could understand that. They could read it. And yet you still want to protect him. Why? Well, you know, Joe Biden's an old man. Oh, okay. You know. As I said before, my goal is to get the B.O. I wish I can live as long as Joe Biden has and to have my faculties to the degree that he has them. But that's not the reason I'd vote for him over Donald Trump. We know one man is a flat-out criminal, a crook. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. What else is it going to take? We'll be right back.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Oktoberfest in La Crosse, where we went to college, our fine alma mater.
It's true. The tour continues with a stop during Oktoberfest. Mike and Dom broadcasting live from La Crosse Friday, September 29th, starting at 4.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you...
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 66, east winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows level off around 58. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 67. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK. Hey.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My. Another day, another revelation. Well, I shouldn't call it a revelation. We know, you know, they're going to keep coming. You know, even if he wins the presidency, they're going to continue to uncover. You know, things done in the dark will soon come to light. Let's go to Pat from Kenosha. Good morning to you. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I say that your hate is blinding you. It's blinding you.
Explain it to me, sir.
Biden is failing. Look at the energy prices, inflation. People are seeing the truth. And you keep spreading your propaganda on to your audience.
Hey,
you know, CJ never makes the good points, but it's just the truth. We are failing. We are failing.
Hey, let me ask you, because you're exactly what I'm talking about, the conservative talk shows in the morning. You didn't even mention the fact that a guy running to become president of the United States has once again been exposed for him and his family being frauds, man. That means crooks. That doesn't bother you. That doesn't matter to you.
And you think Biden isn't?
Wait, that's not. No, let me point something out to you, sir. With all due respect, I don't see Joe Biden. The last time I checked, yesterday, they didn't come on national television all over the nation and point out that Joe Biden and his family had stolen, is being sued for $250 million for lying. You can say Joe Biden is a criminal and say he's equal to Trump. Joe Biden's not facing, last time I checked, 91 federal counts, man. Don't you know there's a difference?
Hey, you know,
No. Is there a difference? Your assumption that Joe Biden is equally as a criminal as Donald Trump does not bear any fruit because Joe Biden is not going through the criminal cases that Donald Trump is.
Not yet.
What do you mean, not yet?
They're still investigating Biden and his son.
Let me ask you something. Do you agree it's okay for Donald Trump to have engaged in all these criminal activities, and that's okay with you?
See, I'm going to have
the Is that okay with you?
The proof.
The proof. Well, the proof is coming, man. The courts have him.
The liberals always make you guilty until you prove your innocence. It's the other way. Let's wait till all comes out. You can't go by New York when they're all liberal. They hate Trump over there.
Everybody in New York is not liberal. You may believe that, but that's the part that's so dangerous in the way people are thinking. Your response to things is, well, they're liberals and they're out to get Trump. Man, you think it's coincidental that all of these different charges that he's facing is because these people are liberals and that's the whole reason? Could it possibly be that the man is corrupt? You don't think that could possibly be?
The DA said in her election that she was going to go after Trump no matter what.
Well, okay, that's in New York. What about Georgia? What about the other places?
That's all in litigation yet.
All right. I tried. This is what's so frightening to me. Is that even in the face, I don't care what they come up with. There are people like Pat, from Kenosha, who have just shut their brains off. Okay? He can't even possibly think that any of these things that they're talking about with Donald Trump are true. It couldn't possibly be. Why? He doesn't know Donald Trump from Adam. But he's going to defend him to the end. Based on what? Something Donald Trump says, some magnetism. And heaven knows, Donald Trump has no magnetism. But somehow, he must have some to a certain segment of this population. But that's the inherent danger that we're talking about. We got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. It's a dangerous time. And, I would not be doing justice to sit here in front of this microphone every day and not point out what is happening and the inherent dangers this nation faces. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back. But it wouldn't be nothing, not a woman or a girl.
Got to have a woman. He needs a woman or a girl. He needs a woman. Man make everything he can, but a woman makes a better man. Man needs a woman. Man think about anything above, but money can't buy him love. Face the fact, gotta face the fact, man needs a woman. He needs a woman or a girl.
Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw,
540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Hollywood writers are headed back to work after union leaders approved a tentative contract agreement with studios and streamers, ending a four-month strike. Entertainment attorney Jonathan Handel.
You know, we could have had meetings with the CEOs hands-on 150 days earlier and avoided some of the pain here.
North Korea says it will expel U.S. soldier Travis King after state media say he admitted to crossing the DMZ illegally in July. Reporter Alex Jensen from Seoul.
What's not yet clear is how and when. A concern given the tragic case of college student Otto Warmbier, who died after being released by North Korea in 2017.
Police in Philadelphia say more than 100 masked teenagers wearing hoodies looted a Foot Locker, a Lululemon, and an Apple store in Center City last night.
What we have is a bunch of criminal opportunists take advantage of a situation and make an attempt to destroy our city.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The city of Waukesha is taking steps to demolish the condemned Horizon West condo building. A public hearing is scheduled for Monday to address the demolition process. Crews are expected to start the teardown in late November. 2 years ago, Waukesha evacuated the Horizon West condos after building inspectors expressed concerns about its structural integrity. The director of the Milwaukee Election Commission thinks counting absentee ballots before Election Day will prevent a late-night ballot dump. Wisconsin election officials support the notion of counting early, with lawmakers contemplating a proposal to permit ballots being processed on the morning of Election Day. Some Republican legislators argue that greater transparency regarding absentee ballot numbers could enhance public trust in the state electoral system. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day, our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering two simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. If you are, living under a rock, or if you are Rip Van Winkle and you didn't hear yesterday that Donald Trump and his enterprise and his sons once again have been found to have lied and committed fraud and now are going to be fined $250 million for just the flat-out lies that they told. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. You know, many of you on the right who listen to me and want to disagree with me, here's a guy that you held up and deified. You remember a guy, Calvin, named Paul Ryan?
I do.
Paul Ryan was on the top of the mountain when Donald Trump was the president of the United States. Listen to what he had to say. It's not Earl Ingram. This is Paul Ryan. Former U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan said he has a hard time seeing how Congress, and this was this past Tuesday, averts a government shutdown, calling hard right resistance to spending deals nothing more than nihilism. The Republican former congressman spoke during an event Tuesday hosted by the University of Wisconsin-Madison La Follette School of Public Affairs. As lawmakers in Washington have until Saturday to reach a budget agreement with no deal in sight, a group of hardline Republicans have pushed the spending cuts despite a bipartisan argument between lawmakers and President Joe Biden in a deal to raise debt ceiling that laid out funding levels for the federal government. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Republican California, would honor that deal, Ryan predicted, even though it would cost him his job, with those right-wing members vowing to unseat the speaker. But here's, out of all the things he said, this is what stood out the most in his speech to me. Ryan, who served as speaker from 2015 to 2019, is no stranger to government shutdowns. The House for two spending stalemates under former President Donald Trump, including a record 36-day deadlock in 2018. The longtime Trump critic saved his stiffest words for the front runner for the 2024 Republican nomination for president. Again, this is Paul Ryan, not Earl Ingram, saying that if it is ultimately a rematch between Biden and Trump, then Biden wins. He urged GOP primary voters to elect any of the other primary candidates except the Vivek guy, a reference to political newcomer Vivek Ramaswamy. Ryan called on candidates to take steps to ensure Trump is not the nominee ever again. That's Paul Ryan. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. That's Paul Ryan, not Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Earl. Well, I've lost a lot of respect for Paul Ryan because the Russian.
Okay, so when Paul Ryan was the speaker, you had a lot of respect for him. But now that he's, telling the truth, you have no respect for him. Why?
Because he believed Adam Schiff and the 2.5-year lie.
Oh.
We the people, Earl, we the people are safer and more prosperous.
And so, listen, CJ. CJ, I'm going to cut you off because, again, I'm talking about the fact that Donald Trump and his sons have once again been proved guilty of having defrauded institutions on top of everything else, and you want to talk about us being safer. Calvin, didn't we predict that's what he would say?
Yes, we did.
Right? Okay, so CJ, deal with the fact that once again, this man and his criminal enterprise has been exposed, and it doesn't matter to you.
Well, that's the news you got yesterday, Earl? Because the news I got yesterday was the ABC poll that showed Biden losing by 10
All right, man, thank you very much for the call. You know, what can you do, man? Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. How you doing, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. Your last two callers have just blown me away. They live in such a microcosm of facts, and no matter what you tell them, no matter what other evidence has been given, they believe just one thing. And just because, we're talking about inflation and Bidenomics, so to speak, and everything, they don't point out that the whole planet is in
inflation. Right.
And out of that, we have the lowest inflation out of everyone. So what? They don't want to believe, again, anything. Oh, Adam Schiff said this, therefore Paul Ryan now believes Adam Schiff. Well, Paul Ryan is a staunch Republican, and he will hear this. He sees all the facts. He reads all the information, and he knows what's going on.
He's sounding the alarm.
Right. And just because these clowns are listening to OAN and Fox and Breitbart and Epcot Times and all that.
WISN radio and go ahead.
Yes. Yes. They want to spin it into the way they want to hear it. And they just tell the people what they want to hear, not the truth. They don't want to believe that their head guy has done anything wrong. And there's one other thing. Their head guy worked so hard to put or to instill into people's minds that the media is all crooked. The media lies about everything. It shouldn't matter if we have that the media is telling you this and that. You've got to look into what is really going on. Consider other news sources from both sides.
Yes.
Like you do. And you hear what's going on, they just want to hear what they want to hear, and they want to see what they want to see. And again, their head guy, he is the one who put this all into motion, and he is the one who's destroying this country because people only want to hear what that guy has to say. I mean, that guy just told everybody, you're talking about Biden, and they're talking about how feeble-minded he is and all that. Boy, just recently, Trump said Biden's going to start World War II, and that Jeb Bush got us all into the Middle East. Come on now. Talk about feeble-minded stuff, and he's in front of a huge audience. You know, Biden forgets names and
I know,
stutters
so
over
do I.
things. So be it. But Biden never said that Trump is going to start World War IV. it just, come on.
You know, Tom, I'm laughing, but as I said before, I'm frightened. Because even in the face of all of these things, he's still their guy, and they still somehow see him as an upright person. He's not an upright person, man. There's nothing about him that's upright. It's never been. And people who've known him, New York knows him, right? New York knows him better than most because that's where he plied his trade. And my continued fear, Tom, is that even in the face of all of this information, he's still right there, at the finish line with Joe Biden. That's the fear. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? Tom from L.A.
Morning, Earl. First off, we the people are much safer and more prosperous under the Democratic Party and Joe Biden than we are with the Republican administration. I have facts on it, actually, on 9/11 on a Republican administration. We had the worst economy under George War Criminal Bush. and then Barack Obama had to come and fix it. Then we got Barack Obama fixed the economy. Trump then goes and lives off that for a few years, and then the economy falls again because of tax cuts for the
and COVID class. And COVID.
Then Joe Biden and COVID, and then Joe Biden comes in and it starts to get fixed again. So I don't know what the hell these guys are talking about. If they really want to know the truth, if they want to find a way that our economy could be humming along even better, would be if Joe Biden said, okay, monopolies, we're going to take over your corporations, which, oh boy, they would love that on the right. But we're going to take them over, and we're going to put more companies involved in this economy for different types. We're going to break up the monopolies. And when we break up the monopolies, then we will see that the country will actually start competing on price rather than just having everything where we can be gouged by the corporation. So I just find it laughable, absolutely laughable. If these people can look their children in their eyes and say, or grandchildren in the eyes and say, yeah, I voted for Donald Trump with pride.
Tom, these people's minds, something, what is that called? The Invasion of Body Snatcher, one of my favorite movies of all time. You know where they had the pods and the aliens, and they put the bodies of people in and they came out. So in the face of all of these things, what's the first thing that comes out of CJ's mind? Well, you know, you got to get with the Republicans because we feel the safest and most prosperous. Hey, man, did you just hear the information that just came out again on your guy, man? Do you have an opinion on that? No, nothing, man. Crickets. It didn't even register. So, Tom, that's the inherent danger, man. That stuff doesn't even register with these people, man.
Calvin already predicted what he was going to say.
I know.
It's like it's getting old. I'm surprised you didn't say anything about the Durham reporter.
I didn't give him a chance.
That he throws on.
Well,
yeah,
exactly.
Coming.
I know. Hey, Tom, man, thank you very much for the call. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Weather brought to you by the Town of Brookfield's third annual Brooktoberfest, September 30th from 11 until 6 at Steffen's Soccer. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, best dress competition, wiener dog races, a kid zone, a classic car show, and more. Log on, discoverbrookfield.com. Prost!
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 66. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tonight. Chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 58. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 67. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Stay, darling.
Stay in my corner.
You'll make me oh so proud.
Stay, darling.
Stay in my corner.
To the world I'd cry.
How I love you,
honey, I love you, I really love you.
Stay, please, darling.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, as I was scouring information this morning and last night for today's show, I came across this article in The Guardian, and it's called Congressional Republicans Are Trapped in a Dangerous Absurdity of Their Own Making. It's by Sidney Blumenthal. And I'm going to read a paragraph and a half of this, but it is an unbelievable article that you should take some time to read. The House Republicans have triggered a Chernobyl of their own, a chain reaction that will inexorably lead to a meltdown to their core, surrounded by a radioactive forbidden zone. Saboteurs rush in unobstructed, setting blazes and planting explosives. The nominal fire chief stands dumbfounded and observes, transfixed at the raging configuration, anxious about his escape route. This is a whole new concept of individuals that just want to burn the whole place down. The fire chief fumes, then smoke billows behind him. He flees the scene and tells everyone to go home for a week. The Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, is the speaker in name. He has the part. He would do anything to retain the horrific. Gesture by gesture, he dispenses with the powers of his office for the sake of wearing its polished badge. If nature abhors a vacuum, his unnatural enemies thrive in it. He agreed to their demand that instead of proposing a continuing resolution for 30 days to continue negotiations on the budget, he would divide appropriations into 14 separate bills, each requiring a procedural vote to be able to consider them. Twice he dutifully brought to the floor the procedural votes for the defense appropriations bill, and twice they were contentiously rejected. His heedless appeasement was a defeat foretold. The federal government shutdown looms. I'm sorry. You're a Republican, you're a conservative, you're on the wrong side of these things. Whether and you have a right to your feelings. We all do. But some things are right, some things are wrong. In the universe, that's the way it is. There's a yin and a yang. What side you're on does matter. But you guys are on the wrong side of almost all of these things. It's just facts. It's true. And the fact that you can try to defend them with, especially in, you know, some people's cases, asinine, you know, ways of trying to defend the undefensible is what's at the root of the problem. All the way to the elections, you're going to defend what clearly is undefensible. It's undefensible that you defend a man and his family in criminal, in their criminal enterprise. But it doesn't matter. You're going to steadfastly stay there because you like the man. You know, some people like Frank Nitti, right? Some people did. Some people, you know, loved criminal activities. I'm one who believes we should do everything within our power to be righteous, to do what's right. I think that's the only way a society can survive. But you can, on the one hand, continue to say we are outraged about what's happening in New York, Seattle, you know, California, San Francisco. Well, you know, they're doing all that crime, and we got to do something about it. People are doing this, and we need law enforcement. And then see the biggest criminal in front of you and ignore his criminality. Come on. You're wrong in that assessment. You know, that doesn't mean I don't have Republican friends. That doesn't mean that I support Democrats. You know, Menendez is a crook, and the Democrats are calling for his head. There is a debate again on this evening where Republican candidates have an opportunity. They're running against Donald Trump, who's not there, and not one of them is going to have the courage, the intestinal fortitude, or the testicular fortitude, to say what Donald Trump did is not right. And they're running against him. They're afraid to say that. If you're afraid to tell the truth, why are you running? Well, you can't expect us to say anything about Donald Trump like that, because if we do, they'll turn against us. Well, that's what you're why are you running then? If truth cannot be the barometer of why you're running. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. civic media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.